Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A resident of Eau Claire is speaking out about the impact of cuts to safety net programs, programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. One in eight people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to health care and rent.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit. RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. We got a lot to talk about today. The death rattle of a cult, Trump, Epstein, and the long knives of the right. I want to do kind of a deep dive into this thing. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and most people, I believe, are missing the real issue here. Also, Tulsi Gabbard says Obama could face criminal charges. As she alleges a treasonous conspiracy against Trump, right? And migrants at the ICE jail in Miami are made to kneel to eat like dogs with their hands tied behind their backs in cells. An Allentown grandfather was granted political asylum in 1987 after surviving torture at the hands of Pinochet, was disappeared by ICE. Insane stuff. In the second hour of our program, Greg Palast is going to drop by about the evil scheme to purge 500,000 voters. Also, Marco Rubio has stripped 8 Brazilian judges of their U.S. visas. Apparently now America fights for the rights of dictators worldwide. Yes. And racist alert, Trump lobs new threats at a pro football team. I may put a restriction on them if they don't go back to the old name of the Redskins. Yeah. In the third hour of our program, our second guest for the day, Dean Obidala, my SiriusXM colleague, will be here about Trump celebrating the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and how that's what petty tyrants and scumbags do. But I want to start out with my thoughts on the whole Epstein thing. It's my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Death Rattle of a Cult, Trump, Epstein, and the Long Knives of the Right. And I open it with a quote from Leonardo da Vinci, which maybe he said anticipating Merrick Garland. The quote is, "He who does not punish evil commands it to be done." And, you know, I start out by pointing out that Elon Musk is probably chuckling right now, because this all started, as far as I can tell, in a big way when Elon Musk tweeted that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And, you know, this has produced this wild thing that includes questions about the future of Donald Trump, questions about the future of his cult followers, and who created that cult in the first place, a possible power struggle between Trump and Murdoch, and J.D. Vance's presidential ambitions. So, to begin, if you want to understand absolutely everything about this, you can boil it down to one simple thing, and that is that Trump followers, by and large, are members of a cult. Now, it's not a cult that Donald Trump started. And that's the important thing here. This is a cult that Rupert Murdoch started. In fact, it's a cult that his father, Sir Keith Murdoch, started back in Australia in the 1940s when his newspapers began running articles condemning American GIs. In 1942, American GIs came to Australia to protect Australia against the Japanese. And they were welcomed. They were beloved. They were also, you know, hopping into bed with some Australian women, and some of these GIs were black. And Keith Murdoch's publication just went nuts on this, to the point that there were riots in several Australian cities in 1943 and 44 as a result of Murdoch, you know, cranking up the anger, the hate with his publications. Well, this was very profitable for Murdoch, and he, you know, his son Rupert inherited it and took it to England and the United States. The same business model, you know, create a cult, use disinformation and lies and hate and all this kind of stuff. You know, like Jim Jones did, like Charles Manson did, like Rajneesh did here in Oregon. So, number one, many, if not most, of the Trump followers are actually members of a cult. Number two, the cult was started by Rupert Murdoch, and he continues to control the cult. So if he decides to kick Donald out, I mean, he allowed Donald to come into his cult in 2015. And so Donald became what is viewed as the leader of the cult. But the actual leader of the cult, the owner of the cult, is Rupert Murdoch. And so if Murdoch decides that he's going to take down Trump, it could get real interesting. So anyhow, the first kind of person in the cult are what you call the true believers. And when you get that there are true believers in the cult, then you understand why Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there, you know, saying and doing some of the things that she's doing right now, you know, going off on you know, basically supporting Trump all the way, or excuse me, basically attacking Trump. Forgive me. where she says, no, I want to see the Epstein stuff, right? We demand to see it because she's a true believer. She believed Trump when he said that there was this conspiracy of wealthy men and Democrats to abuse children and control the world. She believed him. Then there are the facilitators, the people like Mike Johnson, who never believed this stuff. J.D. Vance never believed this stuff, always thought Trump was a con man, but decided to go along with the cult because it made them money, gave them power, and in the case of J.D. Vance, it might make him president. And this is where it gets real interesting. Now you've got a third kind of person, and Thomas Massie represents that. He's the Republican congressman from Kentucky. And he, along with Ro Khanna, have sponsored legislation, which has been joined by about a dozen Republicans in the House, for a discharge petition. They're going to vote on it tomorrow. A discharge petition requires a vote to be brought to the floor, even if the speaker doesn't want that to happen. Doesn't even need to go through committee. And in this case, it would be largely symbolic, but a vote, you know, asking the administration to release all of the Epstein files, which, of course, is not going to happen. They're not going to release all that child pornography into the wild. You know, it's not going to happen. Number one. Number two, any videos he's got of Donald Trump are not going to get released. We understand that Pam Bondi has the FBI now, apparently 1,000 agents. I mean, I've seen these reports in some places. I don't find it super credible, but who knows? Going through millions of pages of Epstein documents, looking for the words Donald Trump. So anyhow, we'll see. But Massie is a third category in this saga, and that is the former true believers. And when a cult starts to disintegrate, that's when you start seeing former true believers. These are the people who, you know, reality cracked open for them for a moment, and they saw the light, and they suddenly realized that they'd been lied to all this time. There were people like this who left Jim Jones's cult. There was at least one woman like this in the Manson cult who left the Manson cult before all the murders started. There were people in the Rajneesh cult here in Oregon who became disillusioned and left. And that's Thomas Massie. And so this is why it now is kind of at this dangerous point. This is, you know, I've written and talked about narcissistic breakthrough or breakdown in the past, and this is kind of that. Right. And so Trump, you know, what happens when cult leaders go down or when cult leaders go down and Trump is a cult leader right now is that the cult leader tends to turn on his own followers. I told you about my friend Armin Lehman, who's been on this program, by the way. He's passed away now. But Armin tells the story of how he delivered the news. He was a member of the Hitler Youth. He was 15, 16 years old at the time. And he handed Hitler the memo that the war was lost. And, you know, from General What's-His-Name. And he told us all how Hitler then welcomed the Allies bombing Germany. He wanted Germany killed off, basically, because they had failed him, the German people. He wanted them punished. So what's going to happen here? Is Murdoch going to, you know, now that Trump has sued him, which is extraordinarily dangerous, Is Murdoch going to fight back? J.D. Vance apparently flew to Murdoch's ranch a couple of weeks ago and had a meeting with him. Is J.D. Vance looking at this as an opportunity for him to become president? Which would be probably a good thing for the country, because J.D. Vance does not have this cult in his pocket. He's not going to successfully become a leader of this cult. He wears eyeliner. He's married to a brown-skinned woman who refuses to embrace Christianity, and he's got brown-skinned children. He's viewed by the MAGA white, you know, supremacist base as some kind of a wimp. So where is this going? Meanwhile, Trump is, you know, creating the very FEMA camps that Republicans used to be freaked out about. So, you know, wish us all luck. I mean, we need it. And citizen activism now more than ever. This is a moment that could be incredibly dangerous and might, you know, rid us of this troublesome priest, to quote Shakespeare. So we'll see. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And this is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your call. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey guys, finally, after all these years, there's finally a deodorant out there that actually works. Mando, it's high-performance deodorant for whole body odor control, actually. It's safe for your pits, of course, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, it's skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys like me are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 20% off site-wide.
He came like a prophet with a spray on tan. Soul damnation in a baseball cap. Built a pulpit out of Twitter rage. Now the spotlight's burning down his cage. Fox lit the fire, Murdoch fanned the flame. Now they're tossing matches, dodging blame. JD's waiting in the wings, eyes on the crown. But a cult don't rise when the preacher's down. This is the death rattle of a cult. Red hats turn, fists clenched in revolt. Truth cracks through like a rifle ball. Now the faithful curse what they once exalted. Death rattle of a cult. True believers drank deep from the stream of hate and hope in QAnon dreams. Facilitators made bank on the ride, but you can't grift a ghost when the soul's gone dry. Epstein's ghost still whisper in the files, eyes wide shut. Unwind. Even Judas Vance wants a piece of the shrine. This is the death rattle of a cult.
It's the death rattle of the cult. You can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com. Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI director of National Intelligence, she supervises all 34 of our various intelligence agencies. And she now has come out and said on Fox News on Saturday morning that she wants Barack Obama to go to jail because, she says, he launched an investigation into Russian hacking of the 2016 election. Now, she's alleging that Obama was claiming that Russia was like manipulating voting machines and things. Obama never said that. What Obama looked into was the release via WikiLeaks of hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager and other people in the, and Hillary Clinton herself and people in that orbit. And that was a legitimate inquiry. I mean, you had Republicans in the Senate who actually signed off on a report saying that, yeah, the Russians manipulated the election by, you know, by dropping Hillary's emails. And it worked. And that's why Donald Trump became president. I mean, you have Republicans who signed off on that. But she said, she calls this a treasonous conspiracy and says she's referring it to Pam Bondi and says Donald Trump, or the, excuse me, Barack Obama should end up in jail. Now, this is just a classic bait and switch. Number one, she's trying to divert our attention away from the Epstein scandal or whatever you want to call it. Number two, this is Russian propaganda. The Kremlin has been saying essentially this for years. Oh, they're claiming that we hacked the election. We never hacked the election. Well, no, they didn't hack the election. They hacked the emails, which altered the outcome of the election. And nobody's really disputing that, including Tulsi Gabbard. But she's like doing this whole, hey, look at my right hand while my left hand takes away the Jeffrey Epstein conversation. So it's getting wild. I mean, it's just getting wild out there when the director of national intelligence is lying to the nation on Fox News. Of course, lying to the nation on Fox News is kind of what you expect. But, you know, this is wild stuff. Meanwhile, migrants at the Miami immigration jail were shackled with their hands behind their back and made to kneel on the floor to eat food from styrofoam plates like dogs in three South Florida or Florida immigration facilities. Human Rights Watch, Americans for Immigrant Justice and Sanctuary of the South have interviewed detainees, and everybody is saying essentially the same thing. Dozens of men have been packed into holding cells for hours and denied lunch until about 7 p.m. They remain shackled with the food on chairs in front of them. We had to eat like animals, one detainee named Pedro said. At the North Crone Service Processing Center in West Miami, female detainees were made to use toilets in full view of men being held there and were denied access to gender-appropriate care, showers, or adequate food. There was this wild story about a bus that they were kept in for 24 hours in the parking lot because there was no room in the facility. And the whole bus smelled strongly of feces because the little porta toilet in the back of it got just overflowed. When they finally were admitted into the facility, they spent up to 12 days crammed into a frozen immigration or intake room. They called it the ice box. No bedding, no clothing, sleeping on the cold concrete floor. This is wild stuff. In one incident, alleged incident in a downtown Miami jail, staff turned off a surveillance camera and a disturbance control team brutalized detainees who were protesting a lack of medical care for one of their members. Amazing, amazing stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then there's the story of the Allentown, Pennsylvania, 78-year-old grandfather who was deported to Guatemala, disappeared by ICE. I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com, promo code Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A nonprofit in northeastern Wisconsin serves people with major disabilities, but it's getting mixed messages from lawmakers on whether the families it serves will be impacted by federal Medicaid cuts. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. Tesloff says most of their clients are deemed to have a level of disability that could place them in a nursing home, and most are poor. About half live with their parents, who she says can easily experience burnout. She explains the day services provide respite for these caregivers and prevent costly nursing home placements for clients. Starting December of 2026, most Medicaid recipients will be required to complete at least 80 hours per month of work, schooling, or community service to retain coverage. There are exceptions, but it's not clear if they will apply to people caring for an adult with a disability. John Syndergaard, executive director at CP, says lawmakers have assured them that their clients won't be impacted.
But then in the next breath, they're all telling us that they can't necessarily be certain about that because they don't know the details. And in many cases, it's sobering to say that they haven't even worked their way through all of the legislation yet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
All of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
It starts with a whisper, a poison in the well. They call their foes traitors, say the free press fell. A strong man rises, cloaked in the law, writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree, selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step and never.
Back 35 minutes past the hour. So Luis León is 82 years old. I think I said 87 before. He's 82 years old. He lived in Chile back in the day in the 60s when Richard Nixon and the CIA overthrew the Allende government and replaced them with Pinochet, Augusto Pinochet, General Pinochet, who began arresting and torturing people who had been supporters of the previous government. And Luis was one of those people. He was arrested, he was tortured, he was fortunate he wasn't murdered. And when the Allende government, when the Pinochet government fell, Luis fled to the United States. He was granted asylum here. He went through the whole process. He got a green card, and he's a permanent resident of the United States with a green card. And then a month and a half ago, he lost his wallet, and which included his green card. So he contacted the Philadelphia INS office and said, I need to get a replacement of my green card, and made an appointment. Showed up at that appointment a couple of weeks ago and just vanished. He went into the building and never came out. And his family was just completely flipped out. They were trying to figure out what was going on. His daughter, he raised four kids here in the United States, U.S. citizens. He had a job as a leather worker. He's a skilled crafts handyman. He helps folks around the neighborhood a lot. Here's this profile of him. He gardens, goes fishing with a close friend, and because he's skilled with tools, functions as a handyman for neighbors who need minor repairs. You know, nice guy. And doesn't even have a parking ticket. Never got in trouble in the United States, ever. But he's got brown skin. And apparently that's enough. And so anyhow, a couple of weeks after he vanished and his family was contacting ICE, and ICE was saying, we don't know who this guy is. We have no idea. And this lawyer, a woman who purported to be a lawyer, called the family and said that he was dead and that she could probably help them get some information in exchange for some cash. Well, they didn't follow through with that because they didn't even know if she was real, and she never actually met with them. But then one of the family friend let them know that this guy, Luis León, had appeared in Guatemala, which is where he was, you know, not where he was from. He was from Chile, but he had appeared in Guatemala. He had just been dumped there by an ICE plane. And so the family is on their way to a hospital in Guatemala. He's diabetic. He needs medication. He hasn't had it for some time. So the family's on their way to Guatemala, but apparently ICE, stripped him of his green card, locked him up for a couple of weeks in one of their brutal detention facilities, and then deported him to Guatemala, even though he's not from Guatemala. And this guy had a friggin' green card. This is obscene. I mean, this goes beyond obscene. This is un-American. This is un-small-d democratic. This is not the way a country should run.
So what say you? 202-808-9925 is our phone number. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Boy, you're off to a great show already today.
Thank you.
Yes, so I wanted to talk about a person I heard on the radio. His name is Brian Klass, K-L-A-A-S, and he had some great ideas mm-hmm. about how to hold power accountable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple books out. But
he publishes a Substack newsletter called Garden of Forking Paths,
which is worth subscribing to.
It's free.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, no, I just really want to spread the word about him because he has some great ideas. His theory is, you know, power is inherently corruptible in general. I mean, not everybody.
Corrupting,
yes, exactly. And so he had a couple ideas. One of them, I mean, he had a lot that were really good, but I can only remember a few. One of them was to have a sort of a sting operation for Congress members, sort of like the police, you know, they'll plant cash at a crime scene to see if the police are, you know, going to stuff it in their pockets or whatever.
Yeah.
So he said one of his ideas was like a sting operation, have like deep cover people pose as lobbyists, kind of see how that works out, you know, maybe offer bribes, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, kind of thing. And actually all along they're actually undercover people, you know, just kind of prodding to see where the corruption might be. And I thought that was really clever. Let me see. Another one was have like a shadow people Congress organized by sorticians and just have them kind of run a parallel legislative system and see where the actual representatives diverge from the people's representatives in terms of their, you know, legislation results and things like that. And just, you know, just to highlight it, not that they would have power, but just to say, hey, you know, how come the people wanted it this way and you guys are going that way?
Right. You know? Well, and to some extent we get that with polling and things. But yeah, Brian is a smart guy and his Substack newsletter is great. And those are great suggestions. Teresa, thanks for the call. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I think one of the most important things we can do is to inform everyone about what's going on so they and get a huge turnout in the midterms to vote for Democratic candidates that will represent the people.
I agree. And, it's my mission statement with this show and with my newsletter, too.
The third of the people that actually understand what's going on, all we need to do is convince them to vote in the midterms and to show up.
Yeah.
And the third of the Republicans that are brainwashed, I think the thing to do is to politely ask them questions and reach out to them as a fellow American.
I agree.
And
the thing that's going to be unique, if I can just jump in here for a second, the thing that's going to be unique about this year's or next year's midterm elections and to some extent the elections this year, the special elections that are happening, and then I believe it's Virginia has elections on off years, is that the reason why there's such a massively larger turnout every 4 years than there is for the midterms, you know, in the 2 year interregnum, is because, you know, the president is on the ballot. And in a very real way, Trump is going to be on the ballot in the midterms because his ability to wield power depends on Congress deferring to him. And if he loses control of Congress, he's going to lose an awful lot of his own power. And so I suspect that we're going to see massive turnout, frankly, on both sides. But back to you.
Yeah, and the third, the other third that just doesn't pay attention,
mm-hmm.
that's the biggest part of the population we really need to reach out to. And we can do it by protesting with signs. We can, you know, put billboards on our cars.
Yeah.
We can try to talk to people. Just reach out to them any way you can and just explain to them what's going on and how important it is to vote in the midterms.
I agree. That's the work that we all have to do, tag your it kind of thing. Chris, thank you. Well said. Richard, in Owego, New York, am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Hey, what's up?
Tom, I just wanted to point out, and, you know, there's great opportunity for the Democrats to speak about a couple of things. But the one that really gets me is Trump sits there and lies, and he says, you know, there's no tax on Social Security. That's just not true.
Correct.
There's a $6,000 exemption for Social Security.
Well, it's not just for Social Security. It's for
thousands of senior citizens. The thousands of senior citizens that voted for him on the premise that there's no tax on Social Security. You know, the really poor people, it makes no difference to them because they weren't paying any tax on their Social Security at all. But the people that pay tax on Social Security, up to 85% of it, there's thousands of those that think that they no longer are going to be paying any tax on Social Security.
Right.
And I haven't heard anybody talking about that. And I haven't seen, you know, the details in the bill. You probably won't see that until the IRS writes them.
Well, and actually what it is the Social Security Administration sent out this deceptive, and I covered this when it happened, 2 weeks ago, I think, a deceptive email saying that thanks to Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress, you'll no longer pay taxes on your Social Security, which is just, as you point out, complete BS. The legislation has nothing to do with Social Security. It has to do with raising the standard deduction. And you could argue that it's simply being inflation adjusted. And by raising the standard deduction, people who are on Social Security and have a little bit of extra income, enough that they're paying income taxes, that standard deduction might reduce their taxes somewhat, but just because it doesn't just apply to people on Social Security, it applies to everybody who's working in America who's, you know, making, you know, probably between around $25,000 or $30,000 a year and around $50,000 or $60,000 a year. So, that's exactly what happened. And it's all BS. Richard, I got to run. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thanks for the call. It's coming up on 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, The True People's Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservatives. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
you can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite. Because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Louise and I were recently vacationing in Norway, where it was fairly cold, and I was so glad I brought the cotton and wool sweater that I bought from Quince. It was perfect. It was just wonderful. It's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince, and you will too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend, so soft. It's a perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom.
Now they hide, too scared to take the other side. Debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade. So let's step in and take their stage. Adopt a red state, take a stand. Fill the halls where cowards ran. Show the truth, break the lies. Let them hear the other side. Adopt a red state, make them see. The GOP's afraid of democracy.
Yeah, certainly is what Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan and Bernie Sanders and AOC, they're all out there doing that. In my opinion, every Democratic member of Congress should adopt a red district, right? It is about 1-to-1 right now. So back to your calls here, Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, I had a thought. In my life, I've gone back to student service, focusing on toxins from different environmental and military sources for service projects. And when I look at this new thing that came out from Make America Healthy Again about the corporate influenced by the government agencies on the regulations of the toxins in food, and when you look at it, the toxins in food have been going on for generations. Mm-hmm. And when you consider mother-to-child transfer of the effects of the toxins on the newborn, and that goes on generationally, what happens when you look at the bigger picture on the global level for U.S. Live Aid when they cut out not only food, but they cut out the HIV retarding medications.
Correct.
For those offspring with mothers. Isn't that genocide or genocide? I mean, it seems to me to be.
It's genocide by neglect, certainly. They're also burning hundreds of tons of food, and they're destroying hundreds of thousands of doses of Mpox vaccine that were destined for Africa. The bottom line is Donald Trump has ordered, and Elon Musk, who was pissed off because USAID was largely responsible for overthrowing the apartheid government in South Africa. They basically said any aid that goes to black people, whether it's in the United States, you know, like Medicaid, or whether it's on continental Africa, we're just going to end. No more aid for black people. And I think this is part of a racial eugenics program that these guys are running to try to make, you know, life harder and more difficult. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there's not only transmission from mother to child via things like nursing milk and placental stuff, but there's also the epigenetic factor that, you know, trauma actually alters your genes that you then pass along to your children. So at conception. So, yeah, Ron, spot on. So anyhow, Ron, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, always a pleasure to speak with you. And, you know, as you're pointing out, every day it's something. And, of course, you're aware of the headline of the Trump administration, of course, at the orders of Donald Trump, wanting to interfere with private industry again, requesting the NFL and the Washington Redskins to change their name back to an offensive name, which we know is the Redskins from the Commanders,
right.
And also the baseball team, Cleveland, used to be the Cleveland Indians, which is now the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
But the compare and contrast is a former educator, and you could compare and contrast here. And then, of course, we know what the conclusion is, which you're pointing out, which is racism. You know, the original owner of the Washington Redskins, the team was originally based out of Boston. They were the Boston Braves. Then they moved to Washington, D.C. and became the Washington Redskins. They were the last team in the NFL to integrate and have at the time, which was a Negro player. The owner refused. He was a violent.
Is that under Dan? What's his name? I'm forgetting his last name.
No, the owner and founder of the Washington Redskins was George Preston Marshall.
I see.
And what happened was JFK heard that he refused to recruit a Negro player.
Mm-hmm. Negro league.
And they were trying.
Yeah.
Right. And, well, the Washington Redskins at the time. So he contacted the owner himself and confronted him about his reluctance to be the last team to integrate. He wouldn't get a new stadium. And that's how Bobby Mitchell got to be the first black player on the Washington Redskins. So here now we have Trump. Right. Trump is doing the opposite, telling the team, you want to get a new stadium. You change your name back to this offensive name.
Yeah, he's trying to reverse the whole thing. And like I pointed out just a minute ago, Jerry, it's all about race. Jerry, thank you so much. This is the whole Republican thing these days. Bigotry.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.